Well, this is part 16B on this series out of the Book of Romans. I needed to add what they call an errata. That is, after a work has been completed, the opportunity to correct something. I misspoke when referring to the 22nd verse of the 14th chapter, to the 23rd verse of the 14th chapter of Romans, where it says, "And he that doubteth is damned if he eat." I had misspoke, and I used the word krino, and said it was not that ultimate katakrino. But I misspoke. I'm not going to repeat the Greek word, but I do want you to understand something, that this word being translated damned in the 23rd verse it does contain that prefix kata. But here's the good news, which would suggest somehow ultimate condemnation, but here's the good news, it's in the middle voice. And it would suggest that he that doubteth is ultimately condemning himself, but the good news is we're not the judge. Because it's in the middle voice, and we're not the judge. That's the errata. One more thing I have to say about this message. That is part 16. It deserved a better conclusion. And from the time I turned the microphone off until right now, I've been disturbed because I really don't think that I gave it a proper conclusion. Here's the conclusion. As we said, that 12th, 13th, and 14th chapters of Paul is speaking to the church on practical matters. Here's the most practical matter of all, that we should preach Christ. And live our convictions. That we should preach Christ. And I can't think of a better way than going to those opening verses from the letter of Hebrews, of whom God hath seven things to say about his Son, Jesus Christ. And he says of his Son, whom God has appointed heir of all things, whom God says of Christ, he also
made the world, who was the brightness of his glory, that is, the outraying of his glory, the express image of his person. That is, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus was that fleshly manifestation of the Father. Also, it says, who upholdeth all things by the word of his power, of whom also it is said that by himself, that is, Jesus Christ, by himself purged our sins. Not the one failing, not the one doubting, not the one strong in faith, not the one weak in faith, but Jesus Christ by himself purged our sins. Therefore, we ought to preach Christ and live our own convictions. And the last thing it says of Christ, after having by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That means that work of Christ that redemptive act, that giving of his own life, that paying the full price for our redemption, after having done that, he sat down. That work is finished. Preach Christ. Live your own convictions. And that's the God School for today.